Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The evidence against Michael McKee isn't thin. According to court documents, investigators have surveillance footage showing a vehicle linked to McKee arriving in Columbus before Spencer and Monique Tepe were shot to death and leaving shortly after. They trace that vehicle to his former address and his workplace in Rockford, Illinois. Not exactly where you want a vehicle to be traced to if you're trying to get away with murder. According to Columbus Police and Chief Elaine Bryant, a firearm recovered from his condo in Chicago showed a preliminary match to evidence from the crime scene through a national ballistics database. His cell phone went dark during the exact hours of the prosecutors claiming that the murders occurred, and they have footage from nearly a month earlier showing someone police believe is McKee walking through the Tepe's yard while the couple was at a Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. So there's all that. All of that. So here's the question. If you're looking at that kind of evidence, why enter the not guilty plea? I guess why not? Because it's pretty damning. So why waive your bail hearing but reserve the right to revisit it later, a move that suggests strategy, not desperation? Because for a certain type of defendant, this was never about winning. It's about playing. There's a psychological profile that emerges in cases where evidence is overwhelming, but the defendant refuses to fold. Narcissistic grandiosity, antisocial behavior. These are terms that are going to get thrown around by psychologists on this. The, street level term on this, a lot simpler. Just a game player. These are people who view their own prosecution not as a consequence, but as a competition. The trial becomes a final arena where they can demonstrate what they've always believed about themselves. That they can outthink any system, any opponent, any obstacle placed in front of them, despite the glaring evidence that they've already failed at this. We see it in cases all the time. This is how these people live their lives. This isn't really so much a deviation of behavior as it is a microscope or a magnifying glass being shown on it, and the rest of us going, oh God, that's what you've been doing all these years. That's why you're so odd. That's why you're so uncomfortable to be around. That's why it feels insanely inauthentic. That's why you're the guy where you're making a list of people to invite. And although you've had a lot of interaction with a person and see them on a regular basis, you're always kind of like, oh yeah, I should probably invite them too. I don't really know much about them, but I see them all. He's that guy. People nobody really quite connect with. He can put on a good enough show long enough, put on the mask, basically pretend to be human. But deep down, it's always been a competition and always will be a competition because that's all the man knows. That's how his brain works. The world is his oyster. The world is his playground. I mean, it's really an infantile way of thinking. Some people, you know, when you're growing, and you ever have this when you were a kid or when you're growing up, you're kind of like, and I think some people still think this way. It's like, is like everything just kind of an open palette out there? Can I do whatever to do my actions affect others? And then usually by three or four, you've have this figured out somewhat. You're like, oh, they do. And you continue on with life, realizing, you know, there's consequences to your actions and you should have empathy for others because you suddenly feel something when you see other people are hurt or in tough situations, you feel it. Some people don't. Some people just don't have that empathy aspect of things, and they still kind of think that, again, it's like some giant simulation and everyone else around them is just kind of there for them. The clinical markers are consistent across cases. An inflated sense of intellectual superiority, a pathological need for control, an inability to accept defeat on anyone else's terms, and most critically, a fundamental failure to view other human beings as fully real. Other people exist as pieces on a board, tools, obstacles. The prosecution isn't punishment for the game player, it's the championship round. I know it's sick, but it is what it is. We're going to keep getting into this while we do. If you've not done so yet, if you're watching us on YouTube or on our Substack, thank you. Leave your thoughts in the comments section. If you're not on our YouTube or Substack, the links are in the description. But if you're watching us and you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet, it's all of the video content in audio form. So you can take it with you wherever you go. And there's some exclusive extras that are there in the podcast. And just like there's some exclusive extras that are there in the video. So it really pays to be a subscriber to both, if you will. So if you're not already subscribed to us on Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, or iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast, please take a second, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and add us to your podcast queue so you can take a listen to all of our reporting wherever you go. We put a lot out, so if you like what we're doing and you want to consume more of it, I'd suggest becoming a subscriber to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Okay, we've seen this archetype before. Even if we don't, you know, quite have a name for it, other than like dark triad and antisocial personality disorder and all that, we get that. You know, that is there. But let's dive deeper into what this way of thinking is and how it operates. Because I always say, and I need to buy a prism for this desk. I've been using this coffee lid for a while as an example. Like when you look through the prism, like picture this being a prism. It's a filter, basically. When you look through someone else's filter or their prism, it helps you to understand how they're thinking, if you can kind of wrap your mind around it. And it's some mental gymnastics sometimes. It doesn't mean like you're changing your thinking, but if you can wrap your mind around it or just look through this, you go, okay, I see how they're completely missing the rest of the room. Because when I look through this, if this is the only thing I'm looking through, I'm missing everything around me. It's like having blinders. That's how some of these people think. It's very narrow, it's very distorted, it's very specific, but they don't see this. They've only seen things through this, through their own prism. Scott Peterson sat through his murder trial with an almost clinical detachment. Observers noting he watched his own prosecution like a spectator at someone else's tragedy. The evidence against him was circumstantial, but crushing. The boat, Lacey and Connor's bodies washing up exactly where he'd been fishing on Christmas Eve. The affair with Amber Fry. Cash. Fake ID found in his car when he was arrested near the Mexican border. His defense team mounted an aggressive case despite a weak position, and Peterson never cracked, never showed emotion because the mask was the game. He's still playing it. He's still fighting for his innocence to this day. Maintaining it until the end was the only victory still available to him, and he's still fighting like it's still available to him. Chris Watts presents a different variation. He confessed to murdering his pregnant wife, Shannon, and their two young daughters after failing a polygraph. But watch those initial interviews with investigators before the confession. He is performing, treating Frederick, Colorado police detectives like marks he can hustle. Even after admitting to the killings, Watts negotiated a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. Still calculating. Still working angles. Prison interviews revealed a man who processed relationships through pure transaction. Love, family, consequence, and all just variables. And an equation he was perpetually trying to solve in his favor. Ted Bundy remains the purest example. Facing overwhelming physical evidence across multiple states, Bundy represented himself at trial and transformed the courtroom into a stage. He cross-examined witnesses, played the cameras, charmed journalists when asked why he didn't accept a plea deal that would have spared his life. Bundy reportedly couldn't fathom surrendering control of the narrative. He told investigators he viewed murder itself as the game, the selection, the stalking, the act. The trial was simply the final level. And Bundy kept playing until the night before his execution, trading information about undiscovered victims for delays, still negotiating, still trying to win. Here's the insight that connects all of those cases to what we're watching unfold with Michael McKay. The mindset that allows someone to treat their own murder trial as an intellectual exercise is the same mindset that would allow them to commit the crime in the first place. Consider what that detachment requires. To sit in a courtroom facing allegations that you stalked your ex-wife for years, drove hundreds of miles in the darkness, entered her home, and shot her and her husband while their one-year-old and four-year-old slept down the hall, and to approach those proceedings as a puzzle that you can solve. That requires a separation from humanity and reality that most people cannot access. But it's the same separation that would allow someone to pull the trigger. The game player framework reframes everything. The victim becomes a problem to be solved. The murder becomes a strategic move. The investigation becomes the opponent's counter move. And the trial becomes the final match, not to be won necessarily, but to be played with dignity, with dominance, with the appearance of control, even when control has been lost. Now, look at what McKee allegedly did through that lens. According to the unsealed affidavit, witnesses told investigators that McKee was abusive to Monique during their marriage and made numerous threats on her life. One witness said McKee told Monique he could kill her at any time, that he would find her and buy the house right next to her, that she'll always be his wife. Court records indicate at least one witness reported McKee had forced unwanted sex on Monique and strangled her during their relationship. That language is an emotional volatility. You will always be my wife. I can kill you at any time. I'll find you and buy the house next to you. That's someone announcing the rules of engagement, declaring permanent ownership. For a game player, those statements aren't outbursts. They're the terms of a contest Monique didn't know she entered and could never exit. The alleged surveillance activity fits the pattern the same. Footage reportedly shows McKee in the Tepe's yard on or around December 7th of 25, while Spencer and Monique were at a Big Ten championship in Indianapolis. According to court records, Monique left that game at halftime upset about something involving her ex-husband. She felt it. She knew something was wrong. How did she know? We don't know the answer to that yet. But she was right. Someone had allegedly been watching, studying, preparing. The stolen license plates recovered on McKee's vehicle, Ohio plates, Arizona plates, swapped out at different times, suggest counter-surveillance awareness. The indictment's firearm specifications allege either an automatic weapon or a suppressor charged in the alternative. Prosecutors aren't saying which, but either option indicates planning and resource acquisition, not impulsive rage. And McKee's cell phone showing zero activity from December 29th until noon on December 30th, during the exact window when the murders allegedly occurred, isn't coincidence. It's operational security. If the allegations are accurate, every one of these behaviors reflects the same underlying psychology. I am smarter than the systems designed to catch me. So when that same person enters a not guilty plea, despite the evidence stacked against them, don't interpret it as delusion. Don't interpret it as denial. Interpret it as the only move left for someone who may have spent a lifetime believing they could outthink everyone around them. The trial isn't a new game. It's just the final level of the same game that allegedly started years ago when McKee reportedly first decided that Monique belonged to him and that no divorce decree, no marriage, no family would ever change that. So what should we watch for as this case proceeds? If McKee attempts to testify, that's the Bundy move. Seize the microphone, control the narrative, demonstrate superior intelligence to the jury. Please do. Please get show us your intelligence. We welcome it. If his defense team aggressively cross-examines grieving family members or friends on the victims, that's points on the board. Dominance displayed, witnesses diminished. If there are unusual prosecutorial delays, motions designed to extend proceedings, appeals that stretch the case across years, that's game extended. Because for this type of defendant, every day the case stays in the news is another round played. The verdict may already be written. The evidence may be insurmountable. But the game player doesn't measure victory the way the rest of us do. Victory is maintaining the mask. Victory is never admitting defeat. Victory is forcing everyone in that courtroom, the prosecutors, the judge, the families of Spencer and Monique Tepe, to take you seriously as an opponent. And that need, the need to be studied, to be taken seriously, to be recognized as formidable, maybe the exact reason, maybe exactly what put Michael McKee in that courtroom. Because the mind that says, I can get away with this, and the mind that says, I can beat this, are the same mind. Both require believing you're exceptional. Both require believing rules apply only to other people. Both require looking at two people in their own home and seeing nothing but obstacles to be removed. If the allegations against McKee are proven true. Obviously, innocent till proven guilty. We'll keep covering it. I want to get your thoughts. Weigh in. Let's continue this conversation off the air in the comments section. We can do that in two places. YouTube, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi in our comments there, or on our Substack. Check that out, hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the description. It's free to join right now, and you get early access to all of our videos a day before pretty much they go live to everybody else. There's no ads. There's no downside at all. So check it out, Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the description. And like I said earlier, if you've not done so already, if you're liking our reporting, if you want to take us with you on the go beyond just YouTube, please do check out our podcast channel on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, press subscribe, and you'll get access to all of our reporting. We put out like 8 to 9 new episodes every single day on the biggest cases that everyone is talking about. If you want expert insight in all that and our monologues and everything, do check it out. Press subscribe, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, wherever you get podcasts. Okay. We will continue this conversation off the air in the comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.